Inspector, a word with you outside.
Straight away, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, Colonel, I trust you've no objection to going on a ride back into Tavistock. Thank you so much.
Well, Doctor, I must say I'm disappointed in our London consultant. I don't see the way any further advance than when he came.
At least you have his assurance that your horse will run.
Yes, I have his assurance. I should prefer to have the horse.
Easy, girl.
Easy. There you go. Do you have a photograph of Straker?
Yes, I do.
Here. My dear Gregory, you anticipate all my wants.
Good evening, Ned.
Sir? Inspector?
Mr. Holmes?
Yes, Ned.
Look, sir, I know it's not my place, and if the Colonel catches me talking to
I'm sure we can rely on the inspector here to keep a lookout.
Certainly, Mr. Holmes.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, it's Silver Blaze. The other lads are saying... Well, has that villain Simpson really done away with him? Because if he has...
Ned, you need have no fears. Please believe me. Colonel Watson. Climb aboard.
You're damnably free and easy with my carriage, Holmes.
After you, Inspector. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, for heaven's sake, Holmes, are you coming or not?
One moment, Colonel. Ned.
Sir?
Those few sheep in the paddock. Who looks after them?
I do, sir.
Have you noticed anything amiss with them of late?
Well, sir, it's not of much account.
Go.
But three of them has gone lame, sir.
A long shot, Watson. A very long shot. Thank you, Ned.
Sir.
Have you finished? May we depart?
Gregory, let me recommend to your attention this singular epidemic among the sheep.
You really consider that to be important?
Exceedingly so.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Is there any other point you wish to draw to my attention?
A curious incident of the dog in the nighttime.
But the dog did nothing in the nighttime.
That was a curious incident. Drive on.
Holmes, this is ridiculous.
Sure enough.
You've told me all the rest. Why not the final detail?
Might be a chap. I thought you'd enjoy the chance to work it out for yourself.
Come with me, and all shall be made clear.
Out you come, boy. Easy, boy. Easy.
Good day to you.
Mr. Holmes.
You remember my associate, Dr. Watson?
Mr. Brown.
Any problems?
None, sir. Everything's to hand, just as you ordered.
Ah, pleased to hear it. This seems to be a splendid beast. Your expert opinion, Watson.
I take it this is Desborough. Magnificent.
You wouldn't say that he's been ill-treated or deprived in any way?
Ill-treated? I've rarely seen a finer-looking animal. But why should you think he...
Brown, Colonel Ross will be joining us here shortly.
You haven't told him.
He knows nothing.
I swear to you, my first thought was to do what was right. God's truth.
So I saw. But then the devil came into you when you thought of how much money could be made. Watson, Brown claims to be a reformed man. Mm. Your testimony would appear to support him.
I'm not sure that I'd be willing to pledge his good behavior in the future.
Well, we shall just have to see. Silas Brown, you've kept your end of the bargain, so I shall keep mine. Be off with you. And be sure that our paths never cross again.
God save you, sir. You too, Doctor. You can rely on me.
I doubt it.
There they are. Prepare yourself for the final act, Doctor.
I don't think Colonel Ross will share your amusement.
Perhaps not.
Good day to you, Colonel. Inspector Gregory.
Mr. Holmes.
Doctor. Mr. Holmes, I have seen nothing of my horse. At your insistence...
That's my suggestion.
I have allowed Silverblaze's name to stand and my jockey to be weighed. Do you realize what penalties I shall face when the horse doesn't appear? By God, I'll sue you for every penny you possess.
Tell me, Colonel, what do you know Silverblaze when you saw him?
I, sir, have been on the turf for 20 years, and never have I been asked such a damn fool question. Know my own horse, indeed. Sir, your services are dispensed with. This nonsense has gone on quite long enough.
I agree. Let us have no more nonsense. You've engaged me to find Silverblaze. I have done so.
What? Then where the devil is he?
Before you.